Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Today, we're tackling a big one. Attention. It's the currency of our industry, but how do you earn it without selling your soul or hustling day in and day out? Let's get into it. You're listening to Espresso, a podcast series from Caffeine that delves into how we grow our creative agencies. I'm Charlotte Maldery, a business and marketing consultant with over 18 years of experience with leading London agencies. Before we dive in, I have a quick question for you. Do you have a reliable system in place for bringing in consistent leads, people and businesses who will be genuinely excited to work with you on the next project? Many creatives admit they dread selling and wish they could simply focus on the work without the constant worry of finding new clients. Instead of pushing outdated, time-consuming strategy, I advocate for a more automated process that still prioritizes genuine connections. Rather than hustling to get the attention of businesses who already have other agencies on their roster, you build your own inner circle of high-paying clients. This is the core of what we do in my flagship program, Leadflow Sprint. You can visit caffeine.club/LFS for details. That's caffeen.club/LLima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. More information is also available in the show notes. Now let's get started with today's episode. So just a bit of an intro before we get into the crux of each of these points, but I just wanted to give you an outline of what we see as an alternative approach, what we, as I said in that intro, advocate for our clients to do. In a world where big agencies often dominate the landscape, securing a spot on client rosters can seem really daunting. You're not just competing for business, you're fighting for attention in a space that's already often claimed or can seem oversaturated. It's tempting to get bitter about and blame the client for choosing the wrong agency, or get mad at the big agencies for taking up all the clients, using their big names and power, but not actually deliver great results, often offloading projects onto smaller agencies much further afield. So I'm going to challenge us all to take a different point of view. What if you didn't worry about the competition at all? In fact, what if you didn't see them as competition you have to go up against? The real question is, how do you get noticed? Trying to fight for a seat at these old tables might not be the best strategy if you want to relax more and hustle less. So I propose we make a new table. We try a new approach. Think about who exactly do you want at your proverbial table? Not everyone's attention is valuable to you. I really want you to remember that. Not everyone's attention is valuable to you. So defining who your ideal client right now is crucial. And well, I'm not just talking about clients when I really underline that phrase, not everyone's attention is valuable to you. Had a discussion yesterday with a friend who is a designer who was complaining that, well, they're a creative director of a very well-known London spirits agency, packaging design agency, and they were complaining that they couldn't get published in a new piece of work published in a online publication that represents our industry. And they were really frustrated. It used to be you could submit your work, but now that publishing company is charging for it. And I pointed him to the media pack on that company's own, not a publishing company's own website, which stated that the vast majority of the audience was actually other agencies. So when we think about not everyone's approach and not everyone's attention is valuable to you. I repeatedly see in the small amount of time that agencies have to spend on marketing and new business, I see them spending a lot of time fighting for space and therefore attention and platforms in places where actually the people who pay them aren't even hanging out. It tends to be their competitors, their colleagues within the industry. So not only is defining where your client hangs out really important instead of your comrades, your peers, it's really important to further understand what kind of client is right, you need right now, not just any client. So think about it. Whose attention do you want? Yes, you can help a lot of different types of businesses. But if you were to choose who to focus in on for right now, who would it be? Imagine you're building a table just for them. How would they know it's for them? What's on this metaphorical table that screams, that's your spot? This isn't about being everything to everyone, but being everything to someone. For example, I know my most ideal clients are creative agency founders and solopreneurs who want a way to do their creative work for clients without feeling salesy and like they're constantly chasing new business, extra clients, the money. They value the work that they do and don't love big agency culture that can exploit creatives to the point of exhaustion and bitterness. They tend to be scrappy, resourceful, skilled, innovative, and usually the underdog or the outsider. So if I were to make a table for them, I'd want them to know that I've prepared some resources of the top strategies to focus on to attract new business without feeling constantly salesy. I want them to know I know how to help them reach their revenue goals without needing to scale the size of their team or find the budget for a huge marketing campaign. In fact, they could bring 100 new potential leads in the next 90 days for less than the cost of what they'd earn from their first client. And then they can repeat that over and over without burying themselves in ad debt. So in other words, offer value without necessarily selling or pitching. Once you know who you're inviting, think about what you can offer them that's of value, true value to them. What can you provide at this proverbial table that makes it irresistible for them when they instantly know it's a place that they want to be? So here's a twist. You want to win attention, not beg for it, and certainly not just hope it'll eventually come your way. But how do you do this without the typical sales tactics that might feel inauthentic or forced? You create something of value for them first, and you introduce them to your free offer first. Then build the relationship off of the goodwill that you generate by creating that free offer for them. You're winning their attention, but you're also winning their memory, and that's even more valuable. The next stage here is to continue to build genuine connections. Now you're making strategic connections. You aren't fighting for the attention of somebody else's network. You've made your own. And you get to stay in touch with them on your own terms. So tip here, the most crucial thing about this is being consistent. Like a good friendship, you have to show up. You have to check in. Think about engaging in ways that align with your brand and resonate with your defined audience. This could be through insightful content, interactive webinars, even community building events. Many of my clients put together high value and interactive books that their potential clients can actually hold in their hands. For example, you can download my best-selling book at www.kaffeen.club/book. That will also be in the show notes. So some concluding thoughts here. Remember, the goal isn't just to get their attention. It's to make them want to stay and engage. So we're looking for attention and memory. In our next episode, we're going to delve deeper into the outreach strategies that fit this approach. But for now, start by defining who belongs at your table and what makes that spot uniquely theirs. As we wrap up today's episode, let's reflect on a common scenario. You might not be actively searching for new clients as much as you like, or it's not going as well as planned. Perhaps you're relying on referrals or existing networks, but what if you could enhance the quality and frequency of incoming projects without the typical outreach efforts. That's where our Leadflow Sprint comes in. At Leadflow Sprint, you focus on setting up systems that not only attract high-quality clients, but also do so consistently. And it doesn't require little. Once your system is set up and running, it really takes only about 30 minutes a day to nurture. Imagine having more time to create and less time worrying about your next client. It's possible with strategic automation and genuine connections. Visit caffeine.club/LFS for more details. That's kaffeen.club/LFS. Discover how to transform your passive client acquisition into an active asset for your business. Don't miss the opportunity to elevate your work without the hustle. Check out our site and see how easy it can be to attract clients who are as excited about your creativity as you are. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Leadflow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's kaffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.